Hi, friends, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Christian Science nurse Tina Billhorn. She's from Princeton, New Jersey.
At my job, I moved to a role within a team where much of the day was devoted to meetings with those on my team, as well as those from other departments. Then, outside of those meetings, various individuals would often have specific questions to ask or additional ideas to discuss with me. I loved these interactions, and they were relevant to our work. But I started to wonder when I would ever get my own work done. All of the interruptions seemed to divert me from my daily to-do lists. As I considered the situation prayerfully, I realized that God, the one divine mind of all of us, needed to be acknowledged. This one infinite mind was the entire context for my work and for every interaction throughout the day. In that context, there were no interruptions, just unexpected contributions. Sometimes things come up that seem to have less relevance to my work and would seem to qualify as actual interruptions rather than contributions. A family member or friend who is unwell. Severe weather heading toward our farm. An email from a hacker, and so forth. As a student of Christian Science and a Christian Science nurse, I'm accustomed to mentally turning away from what might seem disturbing or alarming and keeping my thought focused on what I'm learning about the consistent, uninterrupted law of spiritual good that is always in operation, despite appearances to the contrary. As I prayerfully affirm that in the midst of a very full day, it becomes a positive and powerful contribution to my work. It brings calm and harmony to those challenging situations, as well as increased productivity in everything I need to accomplish. Now, whenever someone starts a conversation with, "Sorry for the interruption," my response is, "It's not an interruption, it's an unexpected contribution." And so it always is. After all, would our loving God ever allow anything else?
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.